The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
We are coming up in just a few minutes to Energize Green, the coolest and hippest green show in Dallas-Fort Worth. And, of course, we broadcast all over the country as well. And I'm Andrea Rideout. I'm one of the hosts of Energize Green. And I've got Barrett Klein-Koch here at my side today. He's one of our producers on the show. And we're talking about some cool green events that are coming up in Dallas-Fort Worth. But in particular, we want to mention that we're going to be at the Texas State Fair. We're going to be there all day today and all day tomorrow at the Scotts booth. We are with the Scotts Miracle-Gro folks. Barrett, I know you know this, but I bet a lot of our listeners don't know that Scotts Miracle-Gro has a new organic Miracle-Gro.
They do. Brand new, just came out. Come by. We have free samples of Scotts organic Miracle-Gro.
You bet we got lots of free samples and regular Miracle-Gro, too. And we've got goodies for the kids, coloring books and crayons and blow-up ants and lots of fun stuff. We're just having lots
ants.
Of fun.
I mean, those have been a huge hit out here.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they have been fabulous at the fair. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, you've seen the Ferris wheel, Barrett. That is so cool, isn't it, with the LEDs?
The new LED light bulbs?
Yeah, that's amazing. And those new bulbs are going to actually last 50,000 hours. You know, the old bulbs lasted 2,500 hours.
It's amazing. I'm surprised there hasn't been more wrecks on the interstate because it sticks out so. When you drive down the highway at night, it glows bright now.
You can see it. You can see it from a long way with those LED bulbs. And it's using so much less electricity, so much less, about a tenth, actually, of a regular incandescent bulb. That's what the LEDs use. Matter of fact, we're playing a game in our booth here at the Scotts State Fair booth. And one of our questions is, Barrett, I'll ask you this question. Okay. Which is actually more efficient, a compact fluorescent light bulb or an LED bulb?
LED by far.
LED by far, that's right, about twice as efficient. So come out and talk to us here at the State Fair. We are just to the right of the ring of flags that's kind of in front of Big Tech. So if you come in the main entrance right there at Gate 5, if you turn right at the ring of flags, we're right over there. We've got a beautiful garden setting. And if you look for the Scotts logo, we've got a banner hanging there and giving away lots of Scotts goodies. And our friends from the city of Dallas are going to be visiting with us. Dan Lipinski, the solar man, is going to be out there doing demos this afternoon.
Lots of fun. You should come out and come by and say hi to everyone. The whole gang will be there.
That's right. We'd love to have you. And there's some other cool stuff going on at the State Fair that's actually very green. The city of Dallas has set up recycling containers at the food courts. And that's in cooperation with the Texas Department of Agriculture. And I really think, Barrett, we're seeing some great response to recycling at the fair this year. I've seen some Coca-Cola recycling tubs.
Definitely.
Lots and lots of stuff. We're going to be seeing a lot more of this. I think next year we'll probably see considerably more recycling.
Extremely. I mean, every big corporation now is going that way. And it's amazing how many people are going green and heading towards the green aspect of business.
They absolutely are. Now, this is going through. We are actually at the fair today and tomorrow. The State Fair is going through next weekend. I believe it's over Sunday. And we'll be out here next weekend as well and giving away lots of goodies. So if you can't come today or tomorrow, come and see us next Saturday or Sunday. Also, if you're out next weekend, if you happen to live in the Cedar Hill area, the folks at Cedar Hill State Park are having a Harvest Heritage Festival. You know, Cedar Hill State Park is actually built on a farm, and you can find out more about that. Yeah, visit our website, Energize Green. There's actually a link there to this event. But the Cedar Hill State Park Harvest Heritage Festival is going on all next Saturday. It begins at 11, and they're finishing up in the afternoon with a special square dance that everybody is welcome to come and do. And it's free to everybody with general park admission, which is $5 per person if you're 13 or older, and kids age 12 and younger are free. So pack up the station wagon, the minivan, come out and visit Cedar Hill State Park. Again, that's next weekend. And then Wednesday, October 1st, there's a big event going on at the Hotel Intercontinental in Dallas. This is a sustainable technologies forum. Barrett, this is really kind of a forum that folks who are in business might want to attend, and you can find out more about it at dallaschamber.org, or you can contact Jane Edson. She is actually with the Dallas Chamber, and her email is j Edson, E-D-S-O-N, at DallasChamber.org, or visit our website, EnergizeGreen.com, and you can click on the link there. Again, another big hit that's going on, the Sierra Club has their bike rally that is happening at the Bathhouse Cultural Center at White Rock Lake. There's a link to that on our website. And then coming up in November, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Fort Worth. On the 7th and the 14th, there's a Master Composter class in Fort Worth. On the 8th, Sunday the 8th, there's recycling at Texas Motor Speedway. They're going to have lots of volunteers there from the Fort Worth beautiful folks and Coca-Cola collecting recyclables. And then on Tuesday, November 10th, recycling, don't stop there. This is a special workshop with the City of Fort Worth, the City of Arlington, and UTA. And this is for businesses. It's, again, Barrett, another business opportunity. It's
just more motivation to change your business over.
Well, that's right. And as we're seeing, like with the North Texas recycling folks, that a lot of businesses are really getting into recycling, and we certainly applaud that. There's lots of links on our website, energizegreen.com, to these events and some incredible national events that are going to be going on all around the country.
Big national events.
Big stuff coming up. So do visit our website, energizegreen.com. Click right under the section that says events, and you can find out what's happening. And we've got some cool stuff coming up on Energize Green. So stay tuned right after this.
Attention homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green. I'm excited. We've got a great lineup this weekend for you.
Boy, how time flies.
Time flies, doesn't it? Particularly in the world of green, I think.
You know, this is, like I've said before, and I say it all too often, this is the fastest hour that I spend all week long.
Boy,
I come
me
in
too.
Here Saturday morning and it's gone.
It's gone. It's like the snap of a finger.
It really is. You know, I sit here and I do all this other work during the week in the solar field, and then I come in here and I do this and I learn even more. I'm having fun.
Well, I am too, and I learn something every week, and I'm particularly going to learn a lot from our guest lineup today. We've got Ashton Ritchie. He is the incredible lawn care expert from Scott's Miracle-Gro, who we're doing some work with right now at the Texas State Fair, and Ashton and I are voicing some tips of the day together. Listeners, if you've been tuning in during the week here in our Dallas station on CNN, you've been hearing the tips of the day running, and then nationally, we should put those up on the website, Dan. We should put a link to the tips of the day on the website. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah,
that would be a great
that.
Idea. But anyway, Ashton Ritchie's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. Joe Ferris from Amtrak is going to drop by. Amtrak, of course, is my favorite way to travel. And Joe's going to come by and tell us what Amtrak is doing to even pump up their green initiatives. You know, they've been doing so much the last few years, and now they've got some new stuff going on, too.
People don't even think of the train as being a green way to travel, but it's actually even more efficient than airplanes.
It's a whole lot more efficient than driving, that's for sure.
It's not as fast, but you got a lot of sights to see as you go along those tracks.
That's right. And then we're going to have some other guests dropping in. We've got some folks who are going to be talking about some of the stuff I showcased on Fox a few weeks ago, some of the sort of recycled products. And
unique recycled products.
Very unique.
They're on our website.
You can't say very unique, can you? That's redundant, isn't it?
No,
but you can say unique.
Unique, recycled.
Recycled. I like that.
Recycled.
I'm repeating myself. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well,
Rapunzel.
Well, why don't we start with Ashton Ritchie. Ashton, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, we are just tickled to have you on Energize Green. And listeners, if you don't know who Ashton is, you must not listen to the radio much because this guy is all over the place. He's an amazing lawn care coach. He actually helped coach me when I wrote my book last year called If I Had a Hammer. And Ashton, I have never thanked you quite enough for all your wonderful tips that went into my book.
It's my pleasure. Just talking with you is payment enough.
Oh, golly.
Oh, wow.
You can tell I'm a fertilizer guy, can't you?
You are. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, and then you're an author, too. You've got your book, Your Guide to a Beautiful Yard. And what other projects are you working on right now?
I basically make sure that the list that's on the refrigerator doesn't get longer than 2 pages.
Oh, that's a good one. So your wife keeps you busy?
That's right. Vegetable gardening is our thing. We do a lot of vegetable gardening.
Well, this is a great time of year to get those gardens growing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for those of us here in the South who have a nice long growing season, it's a great time of year to be doing that. For listeners up north, though, they're starting to maybe put those gardens away for the winter.
Now, our season's all done up there.
That's correct. And, of course, the tendency is to maybe leave the garden alone, but clean it up in the fall. Don't leave all those old vegetable residues out there to decompose. Get them out of there. That's one of the best things you can do for disease prevention for next year.
Compost them.
Yeah, that works very great. And then anytime you're planting, I always like to add fresh compost to the soil, mix it into the existing soil. If you've got your own compost pile, that's great. Or if not, you can certainly get bags of compost through Miracle-Gro. But, or any of the garden centers, you've got great compost choices. But the main thing is always replenish your soil every time you plant.
That's great advice. And let's talk a little bit about ways that we can keep that garden growing, particularly let's start with lawn issues. Because here in the South, we had kind of a tough summer, and a lot of folks lost their lawns. I know all around the country, folks are dealing with different conditions, but this is a great time of year to get your lawn really ready for next year, right?
Well, you hit it, Andrea. In the spring, you pull your lawnmower out. By the time you get to fall, you're ready to put it away. And the last thing you want is to have the Scott's fertilizer guy to tell you need to feed your lawn. But it is important to feed your lawn in the fall, no matter what kind of grass you have, because it's the way you help build root system for not only this fall, but mainly for next year.
Yeah, but what people don't realize is that while the top may go brown, the roots are still alive.
That's right. The ground isn't frozen yet, and so you want to encourage as much of that root growth as possible because the payoff will come later when you've got a nice strong root system. Your lawn will be better able to withstand whatever Mother Nature throws against it.
I always think of it as like that last little gulp of air you take just before you go underwater when you're swimming.
What a great way to describe it. Yeah, you're going into the winter and you're giving that lawn the last gulp of air. That's a good way to describe it.
That's a good way. Yeah.
You mind if I keep a hold of that one for the future?
Not at all.
Ashton wants to use that one.
You're welcome to it.
Well, you know, here on Energized Green, we talk a lot about organics.
Yes.
And I have to admit, I'm not really a very good gardener. And Ash and I've confessed that to you before. And that's why I like Miracle-Gro. And I'm thrilled, though, to see Miracle-Gro has a new organic Miracle-Gro. Can you kind of give us your take on short and skinny, I guess, on organics?
Well, sure. Scotts has got the Organic Choice Lawn Foods. Miracle-Gro has got Organic Choice Garden Foods, and there's several to choose from. And these are all designed to replenish the nutrients. Of course, we make the what you would call the conventional slow-release feedings that Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Scotts has always been known for, and Miracle-Gro has also got a line of slow-release as well as fast-release, the traditional Miracle-Gro. But, you know, it's all about giving the plant the nutrition it needs, and whether you give it from an organic choice side or a conventional side, the main thing is giving the nutrients. The advantage you do get with the organic matter that you add to the soil is it improves the texture of the soil and improves just the total physical characteristics of the soil, and also all the organisms that are in the soil are alive and well and helping your plants.
Listeners, if you've just joined us, I'm Andrea Rideout, and I've got
Dan Lipinski.
And we are Energized Green, and we're visiting with Ashton Ritchie. Ashton is the lawn care coach with Scotts, and he is also the author of Your Guide to a Beautiful Yard. And he's a brilliant fellow when it comes to green and just always seems to know exactly what to do to get the perfect lawn and garden. And Ashton, you know, you say it's the time to feed, but what do you feed?
Well, it's time to feed your lawn.
Feed your lawn, yeah. What do you feed it?
You feed it, well, you can feed it the Organic Choice, Scotts Organic Choice Lawn Food, and or you can go with a Scotts Turf Builder, either way. But both of those ways will help build up the root system and help build up your lawn.
Okay, you know, you have the three little numbers on the front of the bags, and I know you've explained this to me before, but I'm a little bit slow, and I'll bet I'm not the only one. I know listeners across the country are thinking, they're all targeting their ears right now to the radio thinking, okay, yeah, how do you explain those little numbers?
And you're not talking about the dollars and the dimes and the pennies.
No,
not the ones with the decimal, the ones with the dashes.
Yeah, the ones with the funny dashes. What do those numbers mean?
Okay, the first one stands for the percent nitrogen, the second one is a percent phosphorus, and the third one is a percent potassium.
Okay.
And anytime you're talking about a lawn, you want a fertilizer or plant food that has a high first number. The nitrogen is the one that's the most important. It gives you the green growth. It's also important for all aspects of the plant growth, top and bottom. But the green growth grabs a hold to the sunlight and the air and the water and does all that magic stuff called photosynthesis that we, you know, learned for that one test that we had back in high school biology and we forgot about since then.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about growing a plant. And you got to have those nice green leaves in order to conduct photosynthesis.
Okay, and then what about the phosphorus?
Phosphorus we don't need a whole lot of in an existing lawn. If you're starting a new lawn from scratch and you're sprigging or sodding or seeding, then the middle number would be the one that would be the highest. But for the most part, for a lawn, you need very little of that. And then the last number, the potassium number, is also important for lawns, especially for that last feeding of the year when you're trying to winter protect your lawn going into the fall.
Okay. Now, and you know, I kind of think about the winter protecting. I always used to think, oh, that fall lawn feeding is not really very important. Just wait till spring. But somebody gave me the metaphor. It's like a bear that's about to go into hibernation. When you feed your lawn in the fall, it can make it all winter long, and it comes back in the spring, you know, ready to go. It jumps out of that hibernation, and it's like, wow.
A good way to describe it. You're building up carbohydrate reserves in the root system that are there for the lawn to utilize next spring when it breaks out of dormancy.
And it may seem a little counterintuitive. One of the things that I've noticed is as we've gone through and improved our lawn at home, we also find that when it comes back the next spring, it's a little bit stronger, and it's actually able to help fend off, keep weeds out a little bit better.
That's right. It's stronger. It's able to compete against the weeds. And that and maybe a little taller mowing height than most people think about would help them keep weeds from becoming much of a problem. You know, if you're feeding your lawn regularly during the season, following the recommendations from the agronomist of 3, 4, maybe 5 feedings a year, depending upon your type of lawn that you have, you will build up the lawn so that it competes with weeds a lot better than it would be if it was starving.
I know it didn't sound like it, but you know, you think, gee, I'm feeding the weeds as well, but it does work. If the lawn is stronger, it's thicker, and the weed seeds don't get down to the soil, they don't germinate as readily or anything else. So by having a stronger lawn, by feeding it here late in the fall, it comes back a little bit healthy, more healthy, as you just pointed out, and we actually have less weeding to do in the spring.
That's correct. And you know, all of your plants, that your shrubs and trees, they all benefit from a fall feeding. That's the time when Mother Nature is helping them replenish the root system because of the time of year, and so any feeding that you do this time of year is recommended to improve your trees, shrubs, and your lawn.
Okay, I have a question for you, and this concerns mowing, and we've only got about a minute left before we need to go to a break, but I want to ask you, because I know you're a big advocate, as you just mentioned earlier, of tall mowing, not mowing as much. You know, when I was a kid, man, we'd shave that lawn in the fall and just leave it almost bald all winter long, but that's not the way to do it, is it?
No, you keep mowing at the same height that you've been mowing as you go through the fall. You don't leave it extra long, and you also don't leave it extra short. That way your lawn is, even on a nice sunny day, you get into December, and the lawn doesn't seem like it's growing. As Dan pointed out earlier, the ground isn't frozen, so the roots are growing, and you are helping that lawn by leaving some of those leaf blades there to capture that sunlight.
Okay, and we're going to take a break in just a minute, but I want to mention Scotts has a fabulous website. It's absolutely loaded and very, very rich with great information. Whether you want to go organic or you want to go more conventional gardening, check it out. Ashton, are there some of the different things on the website that you can bring up in particular?
Sure, scotts.com. You not only can contact us through there so that you can email us and we'll email you back, or we'll call you when you ask us to call you, or you can call us. But there's blogs. I do a blog on there where I post something every week about my vegetable garden or lawn. You also have lots of videos that you can watch as little projects, lots of ways that you can get information and get into discussion groups and forums and discuss with other gardeners on a lot of different subjects. It's just hundreds of pages of information, scotts.com.
Fantastic. And I think we're going to take a break. Listeners, for any of our guests, including Ashton, if you want to find out more information about them, you can go to our website, which is energizedgreen.com. You can actually download lots of the different tips that we've given, some of the PDF files that we save there, and you can go back and listen to the show. So if you want to pop this onto your iPhone or whatever is your way of listening, you can do it right there on your computer.
We've got them on there as MP3s,
so you can save them and listen to them again and again. Lots of great resources for you there. And I want to mention Dan Lipinski, co-host here, is the one who does the website, and he does an absolute fantastic job.
Thank you.
So do a beautiful job there, Dan. And we're going to come back with more Energized Green in just a moment. So stay with us. We're going to talk more to Ashton Ritchie, and then later on in the show, Joe Ferris from Amtrak.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop, beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energized Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LITEUP Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep turf builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man, and we're talking green grass of home.
That's right, the green grass of home with Ashton Ritchie. Now, Ashton, you and I were talking earlier, and I love Scott's. I love your products, but you were telling me about a new mousetrap. You got to tell everybody about this.
Oh, Andrea. Mice, this time of year, they love to come in. As the weather cools down a little bit, they like to find a place to lodge. And the other night, I saw a little pile of sunflower seeds in the corner of my garage over next to the wall. And we feed birds year-round, so I thought, well, you know, how did they get over there? And I kind of realized, okay, we probably got a little mouse going.
The mices have gotten in the bird seed.
Ortho has a great new product called the Kill and Contain Mousetrap. It's Ortho Home Defense Mousetrap, Kill and Contain. And it's nothing to snap. You know, it doesn't snap on your fingers, and it doesn't hang out there so that the pets can all of a sudden get caught in it. You bait it with peanut butter, and you set it by pushing this lever down, and then the next day, you look and the lever's raised up and you realize there's a mouse inside. He's been killed and he's contained, and you just pick the whole thing up, throw it away. You don't touch anything. You don't see anything. Everything works fine. So I set the trap. You know, life is pretty exciting in our house, so all night long I just kept thinking, I want to go down there and look at the, you know, wake up in the middle of the night, you know, think, I want to go check, see if I got the mouse. Sure thing, first thing the morning, I went down and I had my mouse.
There he was. Oh.
But I had to peek. I wasn't sure, you know, I wanted to peek, so I peeked in, and sure enough, he was in there.
Well,
ended up in a garbage can.
Well, you guys know how I am. I'd keep every mouse as a pet.
Do you keep them as a pet, or do you set them free? What do you?
I've actually kept some as pets. When I find baby
mice?
You know, when I find baby mice in the house, I keep them as pets. I usually will keep them, you know, a couple months. Then when they get big enough, I'll take them out and let them go.
Andrea, what are we going to do?
Oh, I know. I'm the great mouseitarian or whatever here.
Well, those that do not want to keep mice as pets.
This is a great way to do it, right?
Yes. The ortho kill and contain. Who said you couldn't invent a better mousetrap? I was pretty cool. So I set one the next night thinking there might be two, and sure enough, I got one the second night.
Well, gee.
I know this makes
where
you
there's
sad.
One, where there's
if I'd
one.
If I'd known, yeah. Andrea, I could have shipped them off to you.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and, you know, down here in Texas, we get snakes.
Yes.
And we were talking on the phone, and he said, hey, I got to go. There's a copperhead out in the yard. And this is a pretty common thing. If you're on a ranch here in Texas, it happens fairly often. So he hung up the phone. Well, then he didn't call me back. So I'm thinking, what happened? You know, did the copperhead bite him and now he's, you know, dead
laid
or whatever?
Out in the yard?
Yeah, he's laying out in the yard. So finally, after about an hour, I called him back and I said, did you get the copperhead? And he said, oh, I shot four of them.
Wow.
Four of them.
Wow.
And I said, did you keep one for me as a pet? And, of course, copperheads are extremely poisonous. So
would not be your pet.
He did not find that amusing. So my friend, who is a very serious rancher here, you know, and it was not funny to him.
Yeah, well, those that want to get rid of the mice, once they get inside, they see the telltale signs. They do spread disease.
And they
give odors in the house
that
sometimes it's hard to get rid of. So
they
like to come in when the weather gets cold. So this is a great little mouse.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not real keen on opening a kitchen drawer and finding mice droppings on my, you know, forks and spoons and everywhere else. So, yeah, it is a real problem. So,
and if you have an exciting life like me, you know, you can That gives you something to do. You've got to grab your excitement wherever you can.
That's right. Yeah. You don't want to check your email anymore. Go down and check that mousetrap.
There you go.
Well, for those of us who are getting ready for fall vegetable gardens, I know now we've used all our time, see, talking about mice. We've only got a couple minutes left. But, Dan, I know you guys were talking about you're getting ready to beef up your garden for fall. In a minute or so, Ashton, can you give us some good fall gardening
tips? What else
tips?
Should we be doing?
Yeah,
yeah,
for those veggies.
Yeah, you can, of course, replenish your soil, but there's a lot of good cold weather crops that do great in the winter. Spinach, lettuce, of course, certain parts of the country, collards and kale and mustard greens, a lot of the greens. But, these are the things that can actually take light frost. So don't give up just because you've, run out of the warm weather crops. And, of course, if you're in Florida and other areas, you can, this is a time when you actually plant your garden for those of the north, think about for the summer.
Well, and some of our listeners up north do container gardening inside, and you can grow tomatoes all year long.
Yeah, and herbs, and don't give up and enjoy. I mean, sustainable vegetable gardening is all about doing something that you enjoy so much that you can't hardly wait to do it again.
Well, that's what it's all about, whether you're going green inside or out, organic or not, it's a great way to go. And again, we thank the folks from Scotts and you, Ashton Ritchie. And what's the website one more time?
Scotts.com. And when you get on Scotts.com, it links you to all the Miracle-Gro information as well as all the Scotts information and everything about all our organic line and our soils and everything's there.
And your blog, too.
And, of course, we'll have them on EnergizedGreen.com.
That's right. There's a link right there that
we
you can go straight
that.
To Scotts. You bet. Well, we'll have you back again soon, Ashton. How about that?
I would love it.
All right. And we're going to come back talking to Joe Ferrez from Amtrak and how how you can go
wrong
green
kind of train.
By riding the rails. We'll be right back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan the Train Man Lipinski today.
I love
my grandmother used to work for Union Pacific for 40 years.
Oh,
So you love the trains. Oh, I love it.
I got to go visit her when I was a really small boy. I was riding on the train, and one of the things that I remember, we were part of a freight train, but we were actually just two cars on the very end.
Oh, neat.
Passenger cars. And we became part of the chief.
Oh,
going
neat.
East. I loved it.
Mm. Well, I love going by Amtrak. I've been coast to coast and up and down and all around, and I'm going to be traveling some this winter by Amtrak. So every time I even think about it, I get goosebumps. It's so fun. Joe Ferres with Amtrak Marketing, we are thrilled to have you on Energize Green as always. How are you?
Yes, thank you very much, and I'm very happy and pleased that you've invited me to be able to speak about how green passenger train travel is, and especially Amtrak.
Well, it just makes me feel all good every time I get on the train because I know I'm doing something good for the environment by not taking my car.
That's correct. Amtrak, our passenger, and actually all rail travel is 17% greener or is less toxic, you know, sending fumes into the sky. And that's what Amtrak is concerned about is air quality. And this is where we shine, actually.
Well, and you guys have done such a great job because I know that your diesels just continue to become more and more efficient. I was doing some reading online, actually, about some of the new engines that are out and how they're even lighter and more efficient.
That's right. And for the ones that we even have, the diesel locomotive fleet, Amtrak has already revised a new operating policy to reduce the amount of time that these locomotives sit idle and installing the new automatic shutoff system on its diesel locomotive fleet. So we're trying to get them, those diesel-powered ones, to do, you know, put less fumes into the air while the some of our electric fleets are doing really well.
So it actually shuts the engine off automatically?
That's correct.
Oh, wow, because I remember, you know, like I said, I used to travel. My grandmother used to send us tickets for the train, and I remember you'd get to the station and you'd go to get on the cars, and the engines are just sitting there idling, and it's just like having your car in your driveway idling.
Amtrak has addressed that problem and also gotten to lighter cars. For example, on the auto train, which is on the East Coast, 80 new carriers have been introduced there. They're lighter, so the ones that they replace, they help reduce the annual amount of diesel fuel usage that they use by something like, you know, 640,000 gallons, you know, a year.
So a lot.
All these little things help.
Yeah, every little bit helps. I mean, that's actually quite a bit. It's not a little thing. That's a lot. That's a lot of fuel.
But they all add up. You know, they all add up to lots of cleaner air, and that's what a big focus of the energy efficient, which is like our new Amtrak mascot, Artie, which stands for Amtrak Respects the Environment.
Well, I saw Artie on your website. I love that. What a great idea, because it's easy to remember. He's Artie the Environmental Engineer. I thought that was so cute. Kind of like you, Dan.
Much. I'm an environmental engineer.
Yeah, you're an environmental engineer.
Solar, wind, organics, you name it.
So you could be Artie, see? But he's kind of a cute little character you guys have there on the site. I was kind of kicking around on the Amtrak site recently and discovered this little area that you've set up that's called Whistle Stop. I love that. It's got all the stories and stuff.
Right. We invite people who ride the train to remember some little incident or a conversation or a remembrance that riding the train occurs going through a part of the U.S. And those are many, but we forget and we go along our way. So we invite people to go online and just submit your story.
Well, it's a wonderful little thing that you've done there with Whistle Stop. It makes it a lot more fun, that's for sure. And Amtrak.com actually is quite an interesting site. Matter of fact, when we get our tickets, we usually get them online because you can get some good discounts. You guys are always running some kind of special. And my son, Frank, he's the king of getting into Amtrak.com and finding all the good deals that are going on. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you right now, everyone can always go to the Hot Deals tab on the homepage. And many routes within the next week are up to 80% discount.
Wow.
And also for all of the passengers out there and travelers that belong to Amtrak Guest Rewards, we've recently begun double points on all trains.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you can get some really good bonuses then.
Did I hear that correctly? Well, you said up to 80% on some routes?
On some routes, they're up to 80% discounted because those are the routes that haven't filled up within the next, say, 4 days or 5 days of travel. And so we're wanting to get people on, so we'd lower the price.
Well, that's the way to do it. And that's what we always do is we kind of get those last-minute deals. Of course, it's usually at the last minute when I'm finding out that I'm traveling. And so I go to Amtrak.com and I pick up some good specials. And as I said, I feel like I'm doing something to help the environment, and it's fun. You know, my kids and I can reconnect. I take the laptop with me and plug it in. I may write a story or two. And I know you're like this too, Joe. Every time I go on the train, I meet the neatest people.
Well, thank you very much. I hear that so often. But when you mention your kids, that's another plus Amtrak has year-round without restrictions. Children aged 2 to 15 travel at 50% off.
Wow, yeah, that's such a great deal. So my kids are bigger than that now, so I don't get that deal.
Yeah. And they love to make friends on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Kids at that age, they always find each other.
They always do, and there's always a gaggle of kids, maybe back in the dining car or
the lounge car.
The lounge car, playing cards. Yeah, they always have a lot of fun on the train. Well, listen, Joe, we sure appreciate you being on with us, and again, I want to mention Amtrak.com is the website. Folks, kick around a little bit on the site there and find the Whistle Stop section. There's some great stories. You can visit Artie. He's Artie, the environmental engineer. And especially if your kids are with you, you'll learn a lot about going green and helping the environment. And that's really what we're trying to do here on Energize Green and with Amtrak, too. Right, Joe?
Yes, thank you.
You bet. And we've got a link to Amtrak and your green initiatives on our website, Energize Green. So listeners, go check that out. Well, thank you very much, Joe.
All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
And we've got some exciting things coming up here. We are going to be still doing the State Fair of Texas. It's now through the 18th of October. And there's stuff going on every weekend, particularly on Saturdays and Sundays. Thursdays is Senior Day at the fair, and so there's a lot of stuff going on for seniors on Thursdays. And listeners, if you happen to be out of the area, please visit the State Fair of Texas. The website is bigtex.com, and of course you can also go to energizegreen.com. We've got a link there for you. We'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at VWTexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming, but we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. You know, Dan, I forgot to mention my trip up to Kansas last week on the show.
You did?
I had such a great time.
Tell me about it. Tell us about it.
Well, I went to visit our friends from Mother Earth News.
Oh, boy.
And in particular, I got to go see Cheryl Long's farm. You know, Cheryl Long is the editor of Mother Earth News.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's just get Cheryl Long on. Let's have a little surprise guest
First-hand information.
Yeah, because we got to get to know each other a little bit, and I got to go see her chickens. So I just think we got to get her on.
I'd love it.
Well, let's do it. Cheryl, calling Cheryl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm just thrilled to have you on the show today, and I was tickled to death last week to get to meet your chickens.
Yeah, I was happy to have you come visit.
I'm going to try to describe these chickens for Dan and all the listeners out there. Her chickens look like they're wearing pajamas.
My little silky bandies, white silky bandies, they have feathers on their feet, and their feathers all over are just very, very fluffy.
Sleepers.
They run around, and they just make you laugh all the time. They're just so amusing to watch.
They're so cute, like Dr. Denton jammies, you know, with the little feet on them. Yeah, they're fun.
And then my bigger chickens that I keep for eggs are called Wellsummers, and I like them because they lay a super dark brown egg. They look like sort of chocolate eggs. They're just really beautiful eggs.
Well, I didn't get to sample your eggs, but I did get to try a pepper what were those crazy peppers you gave me?
Those were Carmen peppers from Johnny's Selected Seeds, and they are phenomenal. I had like 20 plants. I picked 10 gallons of peppers at one picking and brought them up and put them on the grill and grilled them and then packed them away in the freezer for the winter.
Well, when you handed it to me the other day, I thought this is going to be hot. And it wasn't
hot. They're not.
It's almost sweet like candy. Delicious peppers.
Super, super sweet, and they have a much better flavor than any red peppers that you'll ever buy in the store. And of course, red peppers in the store cost a fortune. And they come in, they turn really fast. One of the fastest peppers is supposed to be Ace to turn red.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
These Carmens were as fast or even a day or two faster than the Aces.
Now, see, Dan, you should try those. Don't you? You guys had some peppers in your garden, don't you?
Oh, we had several. Lisa's got several different varieties planted.
Yeah, well, have her try Carmens. I bet you'll love them.
Yeah, they're really good. Now, the seeds that I saved from the inside of the last one that I had, can we plant those?
No, those are they are a hybrid pepper, which is partly why they come in. Their yield comes in all at once.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of one of the things that hybrids tend to do. That's what the commercial growers like that because, you know, they just want to get in the field once and be done, but it works well for me for freezing them. But they won't come. The hybrid seed won't come true if you save it. You need to choose an open pollinated type of pepper if you want to save the seeds from year to year.
Okay. And so Johnny Selected Seeds is the place to get
it. That's who bred it and developed it. And I think it won an All America Award. And so I think it's probably fairly widely available. But if you can't find it locally, you can get seeds from Johnny's.
Well, I munched on peppers the whole way back to Texas. Yeah, drove back to Texas and just absolutely had a blast. So
cool.
I really enjoyed meeting everybody up there at Mother Earth News and all your other magazines as well. And I tell you what, next week maybe we'll get you guys on the regular show. What do you think of that?
Sounds great. Love to do it.
Well, before we let you go, I want to tell you something. You know, I had talked about bringing some of your chickens home and giving them to my mom, who's an old farmer. You know, she's an old farmhand. And we found out she can't have chickens here. Dan, you probably can't have them there in North Richland Hills.
No, we can't. And a friend of ours from the city of Dallas lives out there with me, and he can't either.
It really varies. We've done some research at Mother Earth News on that around the country, and I don't know, it's roughly 50-50 in terms of the bigger cities, but even some of the major cities like New York City, you can keep chickens in New York City. A lot of cities allow it, some don't. I think it's time, really, for the cities to take a closer look at that, because they don't really tell you that you can only have one dog or one cat, but they'll try to tell you that you can't have chickens, and there's really no rationale for treating the chickens, you know, sort of more stringently than they regulate other pets of similar size. Chickens got lumped in with the horses and cows when the towns turned into cities, you know.
Poultry and livestock.
And livestock, that's right. And they're so easy. Yes, and they make great pets.
It really is. I mean, they're amusing. I have friends who say they go out every evening and light their chimney and watch the chick channel.
Oh, yeah. Just watch them clucking around the yard.
And they really take no more care, really, than dogs or cats.
Well, like I said, we'd love to get you back on the show next week. So why don't you invite some of the Mother Earth gang, and we'll get you guys on. And I think we're going to have a special announcement, too, for you, Dan. Something kind of exciting that's going on with Mother Earth News. What
insert drum roll here.
That's right. Insert drum roll. But everybody, you're going to have to wait a week and find out more right here at Energize Green. And we'll be right back.
Start your day with CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories, plus Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand scraped, plus E-stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star-rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium-grade, UL-approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show here, and as we are often treated to Melissa Schultz's Green Thought segments, which I just love, beautiful essays. with some wonderful thoughts. And Dan, I think we're going to get a treat today to another one.
They do give you something to think about.
And listeners, I want to mention, and speaking of you, Dan, I know you've been uploading them on the website. They're there on Energize Green for everybody to check out.
Everyone back to the first.
Everyone back to the very first one that Melissa did. And again, they're called Green Thought Segments. They're on energizegreen.com at the bottom left. But I think it's time for one today.
Some things, once powered only by hand in the true greeny tradition, now admittedly work even better electronically. Take toothbrushes, for example, or screwdrivers. Recently, I read that iPhone was coming out with its first children's picture book, and I thought, why? Picture books are for little kids, right? Little kids don't own iPhones, do they? Or maybe allowances today are bigger than I thought. The last picture books I read were so beautiful, I had to touch them. The power was in the artistry. Books such as The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Where the Wild Things Are, Chicken Sunday, and Goodnight Moon. I gave them all voice, along with my children, who memorized every word, asking me repeatedly to read it again, Mama. And when I kissed them goodnight, I left the books in my children's beds just as they knew I would. And that's when they opened them again, to sound out words and make up their own stories and turn the pages over and over until they fell off to sleep dreaming magical dreams. And then in the morning, I'd hear them in their beds, the sound of the books binding, crackling from wear, of the pages brushing against their pajamas, and of their laughter as they recounted each story, sometimes to one another, sometimes to the dog lying between them, happy to be part of the pack and of this familiar routine. Were it not for books made from paper, how would you know the joy of being so close to a child you can hear every breath, sense the anticipation, turning pages together, waiting, hoping to learn what happens next. It's a tactile experience so basic and so pure that you hope it will live on forever in your child's mind and that someday the child will draw from it, recall it, perhaps when it's needed most, when he or she wants to shut out the world and disappear into the story and while flipping the pages returns to this place of long ago, this intoxicating place you went to together. And now iPhone thinks we need to replace these paper books with an electronic version, so we can curl up together with it, touch the cold screen. So grandparents can send packages with what exactly inside? So children can know the thrill of standing in line for an author or illustrator to sign the backs of their iPhones? So we can pass these electronic heirlooms on for generations? And are we really going to leave iPhones in a toddler's bed? Will Apple be child-proofing these? All I know is this. A printed book needs no battery. It'll be around long after the iPhone has died. The memory of turning real pages, of smelling the ink on paper, of being a part of the magic, not just watching it, will last a lifetime.
Very well said. And as a writer myself, I certainly hope books are here for a long time to come. And there's nothing quite like cuddling up with a book, whether you're a toddler or an oldster or a middle-ager like me. I'll tell you, I love going to sleep, falling asleep with a book.
I like to take books when I go camping.
Camping.
And you don't need
traveling.
Batteries for books, just your light.
That's right. Just something to read, light that page, and you can disappear into another world. It's a wonderful way to lose yourself.
Well, there's nothing like laying there, kind of out there in the world somewhere, reading the book and listening to the crickets and the other little critters off in the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Now, when you were a little kid, what was your favorite book?
Oh, my golly. I had several. Believe it or not, when I was really, really little, The Little Engine That Could.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Because you can.
I can believe that about you because you can do just about anything.
Well, people look at it and they go, what can I do? I can't. I'm just one person. That's all it takes.
Well, my favorite book was actually kind of a green book. It was a little bit of an environmental book. It was called I Know a Farm. And it was about a little girl who goes from the city out to the country, goes and visits some friends that have a farm. And when she goes home, she gets a kitten. This sounds like me, right, Dan?
Yes, it does.
Except when I go home, I usually take a cow or two with me.
Andrea's zoo.
Andrea's zoo. Well, listen, folks, we sure love doing Energize Green. Love connecting with you every week, and we appreciate all the guests who came on today's show.
Love hearing from you, too.
Yes, we love hearing from you. We've been getting some great letters lately, and you can contact us, of course, through our website, energizegreen.com. Dan is just Dan at energizegreen.com, and I'm Andrea at energizegreen.com. So drop us a note. Let us know what you're doing green. And, of course, we'll be back here next week with more Energize Green. So see you then.
Bye-bye.
CNN 1190.